Hello, this is Chris Yerkes reading to you from the November 19th edition of the County Chronicle. We'll start with the first page stories. Arthur Village Board, New Community Center Fee Schedule by Ariana Cherry. At its most recent meeting, the Arthur Village Board approved a new fee schedule for the community center. Local nonprofit organizations are now exempt from paying a fee or deposit for using the facility. Additionally, no single group or organization, regardless of nonprofit status, may reserve the building more than 12 times per year. Reservations can be made up to 365 days in advance. Street closures were approved for the annual Christmas parade on Saturday, December 6th. The parade lineup will begin at 4:30 p.m. on the south side of the grade school, progressing along Vine, Progress, and Hickory Streets before returning to the school. Barricades will be placed near Logan Street, and parking will be restricted on Vine Street from Progress to Illinois for the entire day, including both sides of the street in front of Amish heirlooms. In other upcoming holiday planning, Trustee Christy Bernius shared updates on this season's Great Christmas Inflatable Trail, which is now expanded to include 12 confirmed communities. Arthur's theme for the inflatable trail is candy canes. Bernius encouraged ideas for new holiday decorations, including a potential inflatable candy cane or a banner across Vine Street, similar to displays from years past. Other items discussed and voted upon. Police Department staffing. Police Chief Tinnen reported that the department plans to hire part-time staff to assist with phone calls. They are currently one officer short and expects to fill the position by approximately March. Water well repairs, approved a quote of $15,000 from Walter Well Solutions for repairs to well number 9 and preventative maintenance for wells 7 and 8. TIF grants, approved 14 TIF grant applications as recommended by the Economic Development and Tourism Committee, totaling $35,000 to be distributed among local applicants. Bicycle safety, Bernius raised concerns about children riding bicycles without reflectors, especially following the recent time change. Community promotion. Bernius announced an appearance on WCIA's CI Living on Tuesday before the December 6th Christmas event to promote local festivities. Infrastructure concerns. Board discussed general concerns regarding drainage issues between Park, Poplar, and Union Streets and ongoing complaints about vehicles speeding on Union Street. The next article is from the Arcola School Board. Coaching changes approved in Arcola by Ben Crane. The Arcola School Board worked through a full agenda Wednesday night in its regular November meeting, which included a public hearing on district finances, a series of personnel changes, and updates from administrators across the district. President L. Schonkweiler called the meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance before roll call. No audience members addressed the board during the public comment period. The officials noted pending FOI requests and other routine communications. The board held a public hearing outlining the intent to sell $660,000 in working cash fund bonds. The proposal is aimed at increasing the district's working cash fund to support long-term financial stability. No action was taken during the hearing. Board members approved minutes from a regular and closed session meetings held October 8th, October 14th, October 16th, and November 6th. They also accepted the treasurer's report and approved the district's bills and payroll. In other business, the board approved the district and school report cards from the 2024-25 school year. Members also approved the tentative tax levy and scheduled a truth in taxation hearing for December 10th at 7 p.m. The annual AFS field trip, which qualifies as a trip of more than 100 miles or requiring an overnight stay, received approval. The board also authorized a $28,000 agreement with Brand U LLC for a new hallway design project and approved revised job descriptions as recommended by administration. Several personnel changes were approved. The board accepted the resignations of Corey Roberts as high school girls basketball head coach and Greg Gissinger as high school boys basketball head coach. Gissinger was then hired as the new girls basketball head coach. Additional hires included Leslie Karcher as volunteer assistant girls basketball coach, Mitch Pollock as high school boys basketball head coach, Sandra Cortez as full-time cook, Randy Vandeveer as college and career readiness guidance officer manager, and Sydney Weishart as JHHS administrative assistant. Administrators also delivered updates from their buildings. Elementary principal Marissa Brewer reported that the first quarter celebrations included a PE dance party and said attendance goals had been met. She said the literacy committee is reviewing potential curriculum updates and reminded families about Wednesday's family literacy night. assistant principal, Kyle Shea, said he created a district technology committee that will evaluate emerging tools, including artificial intelligence. Shea said he plans to attend a technology conference this week and will begin working on new district-wide policies. Junior senior high school principal Nick Lindsay said the district's internal substitute system has helped streamline staffing needs and noted the district raised more than $4,000 in support of Megan Gentry. Superintendent Tom Mulligan said the district is evaluating new phone line providers and expressed concern about football participation numbers for next year. He added that talks about dissolving the football co-op are ongoing and called the next few weeks critical as the district weighs its options. The next article, Arcola City Council, construction to start soon on sewer line by Nolan Morse. A grant worth approximately $2 million will be utilized for a service line project in the west side of Arcola. All existing service lines have already been located. Pre-construction has been set for November 26, and construction is expected to start December 1st. The city successfully obtained a DCEO public infrastructure grant that will be put toward relining of sanitary sewer and lift station improvements. Pre-construction is set sometime for the first week of December. An ordinance was passed Monday changing the property at 425 South Oak Street from single-family residential to general commercial. The next article, Arcola Schools Name New Superintendent, Votes to End Football Co-op with Sarah Gorder Bement. The Arcola School Board voted Monday night to approve a three-year contract for Tara Chandler as the district's next superintendent effective July 1, 2026. Chandler will succeed Dr. Tom Mulligan, who is retiring after 12 years leading the district. Mulligan admitted he's worried about the transition, but said, "I'm excited about who the community has selected to take the reins." He said he thinks Chandler will blend in well with the community and will continue to make improvements within the district. In a special meeting Monday, the board also voted to end its football cooperative with Cerro Gordo and Bement after 1 year. Under Illinois High School Association rules, all three districts had to commit to a two-year program. If all three school boards vote to end the co-op, the IHSA will still have to vote whether to let them out of the agreement. That decision could come as early as December. Mulligan said the district may consider going to an eight-player football team next year. "Our ultimate goal is to get back to a full 11-man team," he said. The co-op was formed to address dwindling numbers on the teams in all three communities. The alternative would have been to forego having a team this past season. The board voted unanimously to dissolve the co-op and also to appoint Chandler as superintendent. The board released the following statement. "Chandler joins Arcola as an experienced and student-centered superintendent with nearly three decades of service in public education. She brings a proven record of leadership across multiple roles, including as a teacher, principal, curriculum director, and assistant principal. Since 2022, she has served Paxton Buckley Loda, CUSD 10, as assistant superintendent. Prior to that role, Mrs. Chandler spent 14 years as the district's director of curriculum, instruction, and assessment, where she led major institutional initiatives, managed grants, and expanded professional development. Earlier roles included principal at East Lawn Grade School, assistant principal at Paxton Buckley Loda Junior High School, and 6 years as third grade teacher at Potomac Grade School, where she also coached the varsity girls basketball and junior high track and field." School Board President Lucas Schonkweiler stated the Board of Education is thrilled to welcome Mrs. Chandler to Arcola. Her extensive background in curriculum leadership, building administration, and district-level management make her the ideal leader to build upon the strong foundation Mr. Mulligan has established. Her commitment to collaboration and student-centered decision-making aligns perfectly with our district's values. When asked about her new position, Mrs. Chandler stated, "I am deeply honored to serve as the next superintendent and become part of the Arcola school community. Throughout my career as a teacher, coach, principal, curriculum director, assistant superintendent, and now superintendent, I have believed that strong schools are built through shared leadership, transparency, and a genuine respect for every voice in the district. My leadership philosophy centers on collaboration and open communication. I believe in creating environments where educators feel supported, students feel inspired, and families feel welcome as partners. I'm excited to meet staff, students, families, and community members. It is clear that the spirit of Arcola is built on rich traditions and strong Purple Rider community pride. I am thrilled for the opportunity to lead, to listen, and to serve. I look forward to partnering with all of you to continue building a district focused on excellence, an Arcola tradition." Mrs. Chandler resides with her husband Jim, her two stepdaughters, Carly and Cassidy, and their two French bulldogs, Winnie and Gus. She enjoys spending time outdoors hiking, boating, and golfing with her family. The district extends its deepest gratitude to Dr. Tom Mulligan for his 12 years of dedicated leadership and wishes him well in his retirement. The next article, Veterans Honored at ALAH High School by Marty Yagle. The Veterans Day program at Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond High School was, once again, a huge success. Along with the faculty committee of Mr. Croak, Band, Mr. McClary, Chorus, Mrs. Uphoff, Mrs. Vogel, Miss Burton, and Mr. Seal, more than 75 students were involved with planning and carrying out the program. FFA members and the Military Service Club led the ceremony. Earlier in the day, Family and Consumer Science and FCCLA students prepared and served lunch for community guests. Band, chorus, and National Honor Society members also contributed to the day's events. Besides students and faculty from ALAH High School, those present for the afternoon festivities in the new gym were students and faculty from Arthur Grade School, students, community members, along with many veterans. All enjoyed an inspiring, patriotic program. Senior Abigail Miller opened the program by welcoming all those present and inviting the ALAH FFA and Military Service Club members to post the colors. The ALAH band played the national anthem, which was followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by kindergarten students from AGS. Arthur Grade School 1st through 5th grade students then sang You're a Grand Old Flag, led by Mr. McClary on piano. Senior Will Hilligoss shared the empty chair ceremony, at which a table with an empty chair contains various items that symbolize ways to remember our veterans. This was followed by the ALAH High School and Junior High Chorus singing America the Beautiful with accompaniment by Mr. McClary. Principal Stephanie Siegmiller welcomed all to this special day and reminded the assembly just why we recognize veterans and celebrate them on this day. She stressed the importance of students being in school on Veterans Day to learn and share together what this day is about and what we all owe to our veterans. She mentioned veterans who were recently part of a couple of honor flights that included her own father, Ron Juergens, Sullivan resident Mike Daly, a friend of administrative assistant Don Redford, April Hart, high school guidance counselor, and her father and Nathan Seal, assistant principal, and his father. Principal Siegmiller noted that there was a mail call for those on the honor flights when they're given packets of letters written to them. Sadly, some veterans did not receive any letters, so after program at our high school and grade school, students would be writing letters to currently serving alumni and honor flight veterans who might not otherwise receive mail. She reminded our veterans, "We see you, we hear you, we are grateful, we are thankful." Next, the Arthur Grade School's 5th grade chorus sang Yankee Doodle Dandy. Principal Siegmiller then announced and introduced the SAR and DAR award winners, seniors Caroline Van Osdell, daughter of Sean and Jessica Van Osdell, and Anna Rollins, daughter of Ben and Sarah Rollins. She reminded all that these students are recognized for exemplifying dependability, leadership, patriotism, and service. They will receive further recognition at a luncheon in February. Addison Hopkins then introduced and asked veterans in attendance to stand as their names were called. This was followed by the ALAH High School Band and chorus playing and singing the marches of the armed forces as veterans were asked to stand during the music of their respective branches. Morgan Castile then asked those present who are currently serving to stand. The band is led by Joseph Croak. Longtime history teacher at ALAH, Doug Davis, then said a few words about honored guest Wally Kistler. He shared that Wally is the only resident of Arthur who is a survivor of World War II. Wally left high school a few months early in 1944 to join the Army Air Corps. Wally was present at the liberation of the Dachau concentration camp in Germany. We can only imagine what that must have been like to witness. Sophomore Alyssa Davis then introduced the guest speaker for the day, her father, retired Master Sergeant Craig Davis. He shared some of the many awards and medals he received during his time in the Army. MSG Davis is a native of Sullivan and joined the Army in 2001, retiring in 2023. He and his family have lived in Illinois, Colorado, California, and Alaska, and he served in Operation Iraqi Freedom for 14 months from 2003 to 2004. After retirement, they came to live in Arcola, where he noted, we are all things knights now. He began his remarks by introducing the handsome guy up here, his service dog, Duke. He went on to praise those he has served with or those who have served, including his wife and his father. He encouraged students to continue their education after high school, whether it be college, vocational school, or the military, and advise them that whatever they pursue, they would never stop learning. Work the problem, never quit, never accept defeat. Service doesn't stop when the uniform comes off. Every one of us has the power to serve others through kindness, leadership, hard work, or simply showing up for people around us. He thanked all those veterans present for their service. After Davis's remark, the Arthur High Grade School 1st through 5th grade sang America the Beautiful. Finishing the day with another special moment, Summer Melton asked the audience to share in a moment of silence to honor veterans. Taps was then played by Anna Rollins and Cassidy Rohax. ALAH, FFA, and Military Service Club members retired the colors, and Tucker Castile closed by thanking those present for their attendance. The faculty and student body at ALAH High School would like to thank all those who gave time and service in the armed services for our freedoms we have today. A video of the program is available on the CUSD 305 organization page under Live Feed Link. Also, more photos can be found on Facebook at the ALAH Night School event photos. And the last page one story, Not Guilty by Reason of Insanity by Nolan Morse. An Arthur man was found not guilty by reason of insanity following attempted kidnapping and assault charges stemming from two incidents earlier this year. Lester Raymond was remanded to the Illinois Department of Human Services for inpatient treatment. Ruling came during the stipulated bench trial earlier this month. Circuit Court Nathan Burton explained that stipulated bench trial is similar to a plea agreement and that Raymond will be confined to a mental health facility. He can be kept there up to a maximum sentence that a guilty finding would have brought. Raymond was first arrested February 7th following an alleged attack on a woman in an apartment complex off East Columbia Street in Arthur. After being released, he was arrested again after reports of an assault and attempted kidnapping at an Arthur business. The victim suffered severe injuries that required surgery. Raymond was found in Lovington. We want to assure the public that individuals found not guilty by reason of insanity are typically placed under the supervision of the Illinois Department of Human Services for secure mental health treatment, not released without oversight, Arthur Police Chief Elliot Tinnen said. He added that the verdict reflects the court's determination that the individual lacked the mental capacity to understand the nature or criminality of their actions at the time of the offense. He acknowledged this conclusion understandably raises concern for some residents. Our priority has always been and remains the safety and well-being of our community. Tinnen also thanked the Douglas County State's Attorney's Office for their dedicated efforts in prosecuting this case and for their transparency throughout the entirety. Their professionalism and commitment to justice are deeply appreciated. Our thoughts remain with the victims, their families, and all those impacted by this case. We'll move now to the obituaries. Rainey Ray Sellers, 84, of Atwood, passed away at 11:57 a.m. on Thursday, November 12, 2025, at Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center in Mattoon. Visitation will be held from 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, November 18th, at the United Church of Atwood, 210 North Main Street in Atwood. A graveside service with military rites conducted by the Atwood American Legion James Reeder Post 770 will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday, November 19th, at the Mackville Cemetery in Atwood. The Reverend Mike Drake will officiate. The Edwards Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements. Stephen Joseph Steve Suiting, 66, of Arcola, passed away at 7 a.m. on Wednesday, November 12, 2025, at his residence in Arthur. Visitation was held Sunday, November 16th, at the Edwards Funeral Home, Arcola. A celebratory farewell toast was held at the funeral home. Willard Ray Wilhelm, 81, of Garrett, passed away on Monday morning, November 10, 2025, at his residence. Visitation was held November 14th at the Hillegosh Schrader Funeral Home, Tuscola. Graveside services were held immediately following the visitation at the Cartwright Cemetery, rural Tuscola. Janet K. Beck, 81, of Taylorville, passed away on Monday, November 10, 2025, in her home. A memorial service for Janet was held Monday, November 17, at the McClure Funeral Home in Taylorville with Pastor Floyd Blackard officiating. Visitation was held prior to the service, and interment was at the Mount Auburn Cemetery. A luncheon was held at Mount Auburn Sub-Community Building following the committal service. Rosalind Miller, infant daughter of Danny Joe and Maria Detweiler Miller of rural Tuscola, was stillborn at 9:06 p.m. on Saturday, November 8, 2025, at St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital in Effingham. Funeral services were held Tuesday, November 11th at the Ernest Schutzberger Resident, rural Tuscola. Bishop Larry Mast officiated. Burial was in the Bear Creek Cemetery in rural Tuscola. Jennifer Marie Stutzman, 42, of Garrett, passed away at 2:55 a.m. on Thursday, November 6, 2025, at her residence. Visitation was held November 16th at Penn Station in Arthur. Funeral services were held Monday, November 17th at Penn Station. Pastor Doug Davis officiated. Burial was in the Arthur Cemetery. The Edwards Funeral Home assisted with arrangements. The next article, Central Illinois Faces Healthcare Affordability Crisis in 2026, by Dr. Bill Hemmer. Dr. Bill Hemmer here, and yes, it's been a while since I've written an article. I've been busy speaking around the country and putting together a real healthcare plan that makes sense to people like us. This is why I've decided to write this article. If you'd like for me to continue to write for this paper, please contact the editor and make your opinion known. Beginning on January 1, 2026, residents of Central Illinois are projected to confront an unprecedented challenge in healthcare affordability. Enhanced federal subsidies, which have previously helped millions of Americans keep their health insurance premium manageable, are scheduled to expire. The consequences of this policy change are expected to be significant and far-reaching for our community. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, premium payments for middle-income families could more than double starting in 2026. For example, a 40-year-old individual earning $50,000 annually could see an increase of approximately $2,000 per year for the same insurance coverage. The situation is even more severe for older families. A 60-year-old couple earning $85,000 may face a staggering annual premium increase of over $22,600. This situation is not merely theoretical. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that up to 4 million Americans could lose their health insurance coverage entirely once these subsidies expire. Many will find themselves in a difficult position, earning too much to qualify for Medicaid, yet unable to afford full-price premiums. For rural areas like central Illinois, where health care options are already limited, this crisis threatens to leave many families without any access to necessary care. Losing health insurance does not make individuals healthier. Indeed, it leads to delays in seeking medical care, skipping preventative screenings and prescriptions, and only seeking help when conditions become emergencies. These behaviors increase hospital costs, elevate the community's disease burden, and create a cascade of health crises throughout central Illinois. In response to this impending affordability crisis, I have made it possible for central Illinois residents to have access to a transformative tool, HealthBook Plus. This AI-powered health platform is designed to help people take control of their health and minimize unnecessary healthcare expenses as the healthcare landscape changes in 2026. This health platform is currently only available through my office, the Tuscola Pain and Wellness Center. Key benefits of HealthBook Plus: better health decisions lead to lower costs. HealthBook Plus brings together medical records from all major health systems into a single secure location. HealthBook Plus is HIPAA compliant and SOC2 certified, ensuring your health data remains private and secure. This consolidation needs no more fragmented information spread across different providers, enabling patients to view their complete, verified health history. As a result, redundant testing, medication errors, and unnecessary emergency room visits are significantly reduced. Smart and guidance when needed. The platform features Paige, an AI artificial intelligent health assistant that analyzes an individual's health status and recommends the next best health action. This could mean choosing a telehealth visit over an expensive ER trip or engaging in preventative care to address issues. Wearable integration and preventative care HealthBook Plus automatically connects to smartwatches, fitness trackers, and other health devices, monitoring trends that allow problems to be identified early when treatment is most effective and affordable. Comprehensive family health management: the platform enables users to manage the health information of their entire family in one place, reducing complexity and supporting smarter, more affordable healthcare decisions for everyone. The solution is straightforward. When healthcare becomes unaffordable due to policy changes, the answer is not to remain passive. Instead, it is to leverage technology that reduces unnecessary care, detects problems early, and empowers informed decision making. HealthBook Plus, the Bill Hemmer, are offering Central Illinois residents for a free 30-day trial, allowing to experience firsthand how platform transforms your health management without any upfront cost. After 30 days, the platform only costs $9.99 a month. As Central Illinois prepares for the healthcare affordability crisis of 2026, HealthBook Plus offers local access to personalized, intelligent health management. In today's environment, this is not a luxury. It is essential for families seeking to navigate the changing healthcare landscape. Learn more about how HealthBook Plus can help your family adapt to these new challenges. The next article, Tuscola Women's Club presents Home for the Holidays house tours. Tuscola Women's Club presents Homes for the Holidays, a tour of five Tuscola homes. Displaying in holiday traditions and a Christmas tea at the hometown grounds, 123 West Sale Street, Tuscola. The walk is set for 1 to 5 p.m. Sunday, December 7th. Tickets may be purchased from Flesser's Candy Kitchen, Joe's Pizza, Hometown Grounds Coffee and Events, and all Tuscola banks. Proceeds are used for scholarships. For more information, call 217-246-2248. Their homes and their descriptions are provided by the homeowners as follows. House 1, John and Heather Winkie, 851 North County Road, 1000 East. Welcome to our 1930s Sears and Roebuck Cape Cod. Inspired by Norman Rockwell's timeless charm, we filled our home with cozy, traditional touches that celebrate the spirit of Christmas and joy of gathering together. Please stop by and may your visit bring a little bit of holiday warmth and cheer to your house. House number 2, Robert and Sherry Stewart, 731 North State Highway 130. We're excited to welcome you to our home this holiday season. We built our dream home in 2022, and while there's always another project on the list, we've learned to enjoy the journey. One of our favorite spots is the back patio, where we spent countless evenings by the outdoor fireplace, beautifully designed and built by Robert's cousin, Brandon Bergstresser, who also did all of the stonework in our house. Christmas has always held a special place in my heart, thanks to my mother, Clarice Hausman, who made this season truly magical. From decorating her gazebo to thoughtfully choosing the perfect gifts for each person, she had a way of making everyone feel loved and welcome. In that same spirit, we've tried to create a warm and inviting space filled with love, laughter, and memories of a Mo Christmas. Our decor may be simple, but it's rich with meaning, and we look forward to sharing our home and our hearts with you this holiday season. House 3, Jared and Samantha Baird, 204 North Indiana Street. We are so happy to welcome you to our home as part of the Christmas Walk. Christmas is our favorite time of the year, and we've filled our home with warmth, wonder, and sparkle for the season, from twinkling lights that glow in every room to festive touches tucked into corners big and small. Each decoration was chosen with love and joy. We enjoy creating a cozy, magical space that reflects the spirit of Christmas, celebrating family, tradition, and the beauty of the season. Thank you for stopping by and sharing the holiday magic with us. House 4, Scott and Susan Branca, 1130 North Route US 45. Welcome to the Brancas. Our home was built in the early 1900s. In 2019, we gutted and rebuilt our home. Our residence has been a hangout for our children, grandchildren, and all of their friends throughout the years as they grew up. We decorate home as a winter wonderland and celebrate the birth of Jesus, not just at Christmas, but all year long. We hope your visit to our house fills you with the presence of the Lord, with peace and joy in your hearts. Merry Christmas at the Brancas. And house number 5, Ed and Jan Harper with adult special needs daughter Erin, 121 Wiltshire Drive. Our house was built in 2025 by a wonderful Amish builder and his son. They were so helpful in staying true to the farm-style house we love. We're new to Tuscola. We moved here from rural Mahomet, where we lived for over 40 years. The people of Tuscola have been so welcoming and have made us feel at home in our new house and neighborhood. We're excited to welcome you to our new home during the festive holiday season. Christmas tea at Hometown Grounds and Coffee Events, 123 West Sales Street. All ticket holders are welcome to stop by for desserts and pastries made by the Tuscola Women's Club members. There'll be a limited number of housewalk tickets available that guests may purchase at the tea the day of the event. Downtown shops open for this event, Hometown Grounds Coffee and Events, The Vault Art Gallery, Shimmer and Chic, Flesser's, Joe's Pizza, and Cast Iron Pub. And we have time for some briefs. Open House Celebrate Church's History. On November 24th, 1895, the congregation of the Tuscola Methodist Episcopal Church dedicated their three-story red brick church building on the corner of Niles and Sale Streets. This 130-year-old Tuscola landmark still proudly stands and has served as the home of the Eagle Mountain Assembly of God congregation for the past 23 years. The Eagle Mountain family is hosting open house for the community to come and enjoy a piece of Tuscola history on Sunday, November 23rd from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Following the open house, Eagle Mountain will be hosting a Thanksgiving community service that is sponsored by the Tuscola Area Ministries Alliance at 6 p.m. Everyone is a welcome to both of these events. Pack-a-Sack. Arcola Masonic Lodge 366 will be collecting sacks filled with non-perishable food items at the Arcola Food Pantry 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 22nd. Please leave sacks on front steps of your home. If the sack is not picked up by 11 a.m., call 268-4197. PJs for Christmas. The First Neighbor Bank in Arthur is collecting pajamas through December 5th for One Stop, a collaborative effort to area organize to provide help and hope to families in seven counties, including Douglas and Moultrie. They're accepting PJs from newborn size to youths extra large, as well as cash donations during lobby hours. Change in Mass time. Sunday Mass at 40 Martyrs Catholic Church in Tuscola has changed from 8:15 to 8:15 a.m. with no Mass on Saturday. The changes were received too late for this week for the B Section Church Directory. Tuscola Turkey Trot. The Tuscola 5K Turkey Trot is November 27th. Registration begins at 8 a.m. in Irvin Park. Thanksgiving dessert. Brookstone Estates, 1106 East North Line Road, Tuscola, invites the public to share a Thanksgiving dessert from 1 to 3 p.m. November 27th. Please RSVP at 217-253-6300. And that is all we have time for this week. This is Chris Yerke saying goodbye and see you again next week.